The Taz is troubled. The Shulchan Aruch literally stated that if one started eating fruit with bread and eats it later with bread, then the fruit eaten in the middle does not require a bracha, even though it's without bread. And he says, how can you know it's going to be in the future? He says the Shulchan Aruch must mean that if one started eating it with bread and intends to eat more later with bread. And it's not discussing whether you actually did eat it later, but more on the intent. The Taz then refers us to Sif Gimel, where we learn that a bread meal, which is primarily based on fruit as the main accompaniment to the bread, in such a meal, one does not require a bracha on the fruit, even if it's not eaten together with bread at all. Our Sif is referring to a person who is primarily eating his bread with other condiments. However, he is also having fruit, and he started eating that fruit together with the bread, and intends to eat more fruit later also together with bread. And intends to eat all of the fruit together with bread. So even if in the middle he unintentionally ate some fruit without bread, according to the Taz, that fruit eaten in the middle is still exempt from a bracha.